This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we have been each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. So I was thinking about the poet T.S. Eliot today. And that's a weird thing to bring up at the beginning of a football, high school football broadcast, but I was thinking more specifically with the last two lines of the poem, The Hollow Men. This is how the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper. So I guess it's like, this is how the season ends, not with a bang or a whimper, but a this is the most, just absolutely anticlimactic end to a season we could possibly have had.
Yeah. You know, I was saying earlier, you know, I was about to blow my top Tuesday morning about tardy policy at school, and then and 2 minutes later, I run into Adam coming down the hallway, and you know, it hit me that we weren't going to get to play, and then it goes immediately from being mad to how am I going to approach my kids? And that's what it's all about. I made a living in the kid business, and it's not about me. It's about us. It's about family, you know. And not only did it affect football guys, but there were some senior cheerleaders, and they don't get to cheer their last football game or what might be in their last football game. We were feeling pretty dang good about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought after Monday's practice, I thought, hell, we take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, we got to get a shot. We might be able to beat them. We were jumping around on defense, and we looked good. And then on offense, I was like, man, we were going in. You know, you were asking if we were putting any trick plays. Heck, we went in on Monday night. We put in like seven. The coaching staff did. Yeah, we were like, we were feeling really good about it.
You're killing me.
So, you know, and so you just, at that moment, I had to take a second, and Adam and I both, you know, we went in, sat down, and it was one of the hardest things to do is tell a bunch of kids you don't get an opportunity to finish. When all we've yelled all year is finish the drill, you know, finish the drill. And so, you know, how do you go about it? And what do you do? What do you say? And the thing I told them is, you know, yeah, this is a life lesson. Football teaches a lot of them. We've learned a lot of lessons this year. One, perseverance, resiliency, to battle. To never fold, you know, and then, you know, God gave us one last one to be ready for anything, you know, that at 1 minute, everything could be just fine, and you can be mad about the tardy policy, and the next minute, he can take that opportunity away from you, you know, and I kind of tried to characterize it as this was God's way of maybe easing you into something, you know, that, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to say goodbye to people because accidents happen in an instant. And we learned a lesson that always enjoy it. Take in the moment, you know, have fun. And, you know, when you look back on it, I told the kids, they probably, you know, this summer was like, God, 7 o'clock, I gotta go to work out. So, Lord, you know. But today, if I ask them all to have been there this morning at 6:30 and we're going to go to 9:30 and then they would have been there if we had the opportunity to get ready again. And, you know, so you don't know sometimes in life how good you got it until it's gone. And to always cherish the moment, you know, and that's the thing that you have to do. And decisions have to be made, and we have to look out, and we have to make sure that the safety of everybody's taken care of. And it, was it an easy decision? No, it, none of them are. And guys, when you get older, you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of tough decisions in life, and we're going to have to make them, and you'll have to make some too. And as a football coach, you know, I was asked, Coach, are you mad? Are you upset? I'm like, no. I mean, I'm going to do what's best, not only for my kids, but for everybody else. And that's what we did. And I hate it for our kids. But, you know, and it's like I told them when they got up to leave, I said, be heartbroken, but don't ever be disappointed in what you did. Because...
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick, Bishop Media Sports Network. Where do you go from there? You know, where do you go from this moment that you got these guys that have been building up all season? You know, like Jason said during the preamble, you know, this team was at 1-4 at one point, and fought back and showed that trademark resiliency to get back to a playoff spot, a first round bye, a home playoff game. Where do you go from there?
You put your boots back on. You lace them up tight. You go back to work. And that's what I told them. Seniors, again, I told the seniors after the guys left, I kept them there and told them that they done a great job. You know, like you said, 1-4, we had every opportunity to quit. I mean, we had, and no one was going to say anybody. And, you know, no one was going to be like, oh, you know, it's just, well, you just got 19 kids and it's okay. Just play, just keep playing, have fun. And it wasn't that way. Our kids, fun's winning. And at 1-4, we did a little soul searching at halftime at Long County. And I tell you, I thought that was that second half of that game turned the season around. Even though we didn't win the game, I thought it changed our whole outlook of what we did. And I thought our kids responded. I thought they played hard. I thought our seniors did a great job leading and keeping everybody focused and going out there and doing their job every day. And, guys, it's hard to do that with 19 kids. I don't know if anybody understands how hard it is for me to wake up every day with stowed up wrists because I'm blocking guys and trying to coach over my shoulder and see if we're in the right spots, if we're getting the right fits. And Coach Clinch is playing left tackle and he's beating poor Vic up down there the whole time sometimes. And he's trying to see if his guys are doing what's right. And, you know, it's really... it's hard to get a competitive edge. It's hard to give our guys that look. And then on Friday night, everybody asked me, what do you think? Once we get the game speed, we're going to be fine once we figure it out. But our kids battle every day. My coaching staff came to work every day. We had every opportunity to be like, you know what? Let's just go out here and put in a couple things and try to see if we can win one. You know, but we stayed the course. We made adjustments. The kids listened. And I don't think people take that into consideration. My kids listened.
Teenagers listened.
And they did a really good job of folks knowing what we asked them to do. And they did a really good job of executing it every Friday night. And, you know, you got the ifs, ands, and the buts. If Thomas doesn't break his arm, I still feel like we go 7-3 or 8-2 maybe with 19 kids, you know. And, you know, do we win this Friday? on Monday, I could have said, I would have said yes after practice, because I was like, dude, this lights out. We know where we're going. We got an idea. You know, but at the same time, where do we go from here? We build on it. We learned a lot of lessons this year. I learned a ton. I learned a ton of them. I mean, after Savannah Country Day, I got on the bus going, man, how am I going to keep some of our kids from getting hurt and surviving the season? And then all of a sudden, we're playing really dang good football. And so where do we go from here? We build on it. We add to it. And the seniors have left that part, that legacy, that resiliency. It don't matter how, and I say this all the time, Lou Holtz quote, no one cares how rough the sea is. They just want to make sure you bring the boat in.
There you go.
And I thought my seniors, when the choppy seas and it was storming all around us, brought the boat in. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to build off of that. And we're going to build the biggest, nicest boat we can get. And we know that the seas are going to be choppy, but we're going to run right through it and continue our legacy and our expectations and our standards at Frederica Academy, because, hell, that's who we are. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
There you go. More to come on the Brandon and Derek Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jeff Doak. We are on location from Nats Landing on St. Simon's in beautiful Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. This is usually when we ask about injuries, whatnot, coming up. But I think instead what we are going to do is we're going to go ahead and move into what in last year became what I intend to be a tradition, and that is on the final coaches show of the year, take a minute to talk about every single one of your seniors in time and tell us some thoughts on them. So we'll start, and we'll do it in order of jersey number. So it'll start with the quarterback, Mr. Thomas Veal.
What a journey for Thomas. You know, freshman year, I can remember Jalen getting hurt, and he was like, oh no, you're not putting me in.
I was going to say, begging not to be put in. I remember that too.
And he was like, nope. He was like hiding down on the other end. He was like, nope, I'm not going in. I don't care what you do. You can't even make me go out there. And then sophomore year, you know, he comes in, he breaks his ankle on wakeboarding. So he's out the whole year till the end of the season. But he was there the whole year. He was at football practice every day. And then his junior year, he came in and did a great job, got us all the way to the state championship game, you know, played great all year, just been a great leader. And then this year, you know, I kept telling everybody, I said, I got the best quarterback in the county. And everybody's like, what? I said, I do. I'm telling you, Thomas, he's the gunslinger. He's got no conscience. He understands where we're going with the football. I said, he's going to do his job. I said, he's the best one in the county. And then he breaks his wrist. And I was so disheartened for him, because he had prepared for this moment and he was ready, and then he breaks his wrist, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it's again kid business. It's, you know, we will figure out a way to try to survive as a football team and program, but for him, I hated it. And then he came back and he was ready. You know, he never missed a rep, mental rep. He was at practice every day telling Bryce and Jordan and everybody in the backfield what to do, and his leadership on offense was, you could really see it elevate our offense when he came back, that he could get everybody lined up and and do some things with our young guys. We still have guys asking questions because, hey, we got guys that play six different positions on offense at times. So, you know, they don't know exactly what to do every single time. But I just tell you, I thought his leadership and his resiliency all year was great. And he's going to be missed. And every one of these guys are going to be really missed. We've had a long 4 years, and it's been fun. And I've got a ton of stories on each one of them.
All right, next up, TJ Action Jackson.
TJ, he knew nothing about football. We got him, and I was like, thank you. We need somebody. And he really studied it and started figuring out what to do a little bit offensively and defensively. And oddly enough, you know, he makes this a miraculous catch at Lone County down the sideline, you know. Threw it up, and he outjumps the guy. And the guy's, like, a foot taller than him. He outjumps him and scores right before the half. And
mossed him.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He did moss him. Yeah, he mossed him, all right. And scored. And I think he was just as much surprised as everyone else was that he caught the ball. but, you know, he came in, great contributor, played hard, gave us everything that he could give us. And we desperately needed him at the time. And I can't thank him enough for coming out and, you know, he's now getting ready for basketball, but what a great contributor. And he'll do a lot of great things down the road.
How much of a difference do you think it would make if he had had another year of learning football?
A ton. I think, you know, and he was just like a freshman that you get that's never played football a day in his life. And he came in and helped us. And if he'd had one more year, he would have been really, really good.
Before we get to the rest of the seniors, let's go ahead and take our next break. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We will be right back.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. And now we'll continue on with our review of the seniors of the 2021 Knights, the hashtag small in number, big in heart. And next up on the list is number 11, Bryce Ice Riley.
Yeah. What can you say about a kid that's a competitor? He loves to compete, and anything that he does, he's been a part of our group for 4 years. And oddly enough, he did get thrown in the Valwood game as a freshman that night. When we had a couple guys get hurt in the secondary, he got thrown in as a freshman, and he's just kind of matured and been a leader of our program, even when he was a sophomore and junior year and then this year. He had to do a lot of different things. When Thomas got hurt, he had to play quarterback, played running back, took a beating a little bit. He found out that he probably didn't want to be running back all the time, but just did a great job all year. You know, going to miss all these guys, and Bryce, we're going to miss him, and just hate that everything, the way it shook down for all of these guys. I just hate it for everybody, you know. But Bryce, I know you can hear me. We still love you, and you're going to be fine. And he's laying there with his mask on right now. I get to see him on FaceTime, so.
Yay! for you, buddy.
And John Phillip.
Yeah, JPS.
JP, you know, that crazy enough, he and I would butt heads a lot when he was younger, and then and as the season went on, and he would be like, "Coach, I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do." And I'm like, "Yes, you do." And he'd be like, "No, I really don't." Then finally, this year, he was like, "Coach, I'm just telling you, man, you got me playing all over the place." I said, "I know." And he goes, "Some of it I know, some of it I don't." I said, "Well, look, you've progressed. You're not saying you don't know what to do anymore." But what a dynamic kid and player, and he just helped us so much for the last 4 years. He's done everything from defensive end to outside linebacker to inside linebacker to tight end to fullback to guard at one point in time. The man's played just about everything. He and Garrett Squire were a lot alike at doing that, and just had a great year, you know, and then unfortunately broke his thumb, I guess. We think it happened like on the third or fourth play of the Bullet game. And played the whole game with it, and then had surgery. But what a great contributor all year long, and just a great guy. And I've enjoyed it, man. It's been outstanding.
Yeah, man. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon and Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Next up on the roster of seniors, Shaking and Bacon, Jacob Aiken.
Another guy that he was a staple last year on that defense that was just extremely good, and played inside linebacker for us. And then this year was like, "Listen, you're going to have to play guard." And he was like, "Coach, I don't know any offense." And I said, "You'll learn it. You'll learn it." And he worked and worked and worked, but he was that leader on defense on that side. He made all the calls for us. And as the season wore on, he got more and more comfortable of checking everything. And he became a student of the game. It was, "Coach, you got my papers. Coach, you got this stuff written down. Coach, what are my checks? What are we doing every week?" And, you know, he took ownership in all of it. And he was just an outstanding player. He was probably – I think he ended up with 83 tackles on defense. He was probably our defensive player of the year. He was he did an outstanding job this year. And couldn't have done it without you, Jacob. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there were some games where I could have sworn there was a 63 and 33 playing in the same game, because he was all over the field a couple of those.
He was, and I remember somebody going, "Coach, who's your 63? I said, "Oh, it's 33 in the other game film." And they're like, "Why do you wear 63 and 33? Why do they wear 63 and 33? And of course, the GHSA rules makes us wear a lineman number if they're a lineman. GISA, they can wear whatever number, but you saw 63 and 33 all over the place, and he just had an outstanding year. Beyond that, he's just a great kid, too. Just an unbelievable kid and a great football player.
Two words that are going to live in infamy in Frederica lore: Quaker Panda. We're talking about Ashton Franklin, our final senior of the night. What can you say about the Puma that hadn't already been said?
A great kid. Wanted to come down and play. We got him in, and he's just been a great kid. He's a great teammate and great football player. I've enjoyed the time that I've got to be around him, and will continue to enjoy my time around him. And football season ended, but my relationship with these guys are not going to end. And so I'm always a phone call away, and Puma's just, I mean, he... You know, he's the guy. He's so funny. Such a great, witty kid, and just an unbelievable good football player and great leader. Every one of these guys were great leaders. You know, you can't just say, "Oh, he took them all the way." It wasn't he. It was they, that group, and so he just did an outstanding job. You know, and I thought for those guys all fitting in, blending in. He fit right in, come right in the locker room, and it was just like he had been here the whole time at Frederica. And I'm just so excited, you know, that to be a part of his life and to be all these guys a part of their lives and be, you know, hopefully I've helped shape them a little bit and mold them. But, you know, when you get right down to it, they probably shape and mold me more than anything. I learned a lot about myself this year, you know, from I got 19 kids to hell, we got 19 kids. We might be there. You know? And as the saying would go to me and Coach Barnes, right, we had the right 19 kids. Yes. That's what people used to always say. Coaches would always say, see us warming up, you know, and I'm sure the other team was like, that's all they showed up with. This coach has been lying to us all week. And I would literally look at us warming up and think the same thing sometimes. But I knew when the lights came on and the whistle blew, we were going to be a little bit different. And, yeah, we did have the right 19 kids, you know. And every one of them contributed in a certain way. Everybody added something to it. And that's what it takes to be successful. And for some reason, we're able to take the ingredients and mix it up, and every year we're finding the right mojo at the right time. We don't ever really start out. We do a lot of trying to figure it out as we go, but our kids stay with it, and my coaches, I gotta thank those guys. They do a great job of maximizing our potential and our athleticism and the skills that our kids can bring to the table. We don't go into it saying, oh, we're going to do this. I'm not that guy. I go into it going, oh, what can we do? If we can do five things right on offense, we're going to stick to those five. And we'll just make it look like something else. But I thought that the kids did a great job. I thought that, you know, Adam did a great job all year keeping us healthy. The parents helping us out, painting the fields and getting stuff ready and getting team meals and being, I mean, guys, there's so much that goes into a football season, and that people just see the 3 hours and go, oh man, they're really good. They don't understand the production. You know, even Coach Zim and the cheerleaders they work all week to get ready, and they do such a great job, and they're there every time you see them, you know, they turn around. There's still stuff in my locker room from where the cheerleaders have left candy and streamers and all kinds of stuff in there. I know, because I was cleaning it up today. But there's a lot that goes on, and I want to thank everybody that helps us out. You know, we do a great job. And I'm not saying everybody out here do a great job holding your kids accountable. You know, there's times that we're like, oh, where's he at? And then all of a sudden it comes flying up, and grandma's coming out back, and they tell you, Coach, I had this such, I had this kid here, and I couldn't find him. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll go back and look for him after practice, but let's get this in, okay? And so, you know, I deal with it, and it's come to some of the things that I have come to actually enjoy about this area is our kids are so ingrained in everything else, but also they're very committed, you know, to what we do, and not only are our kids committed, but our coaching staff's committed, the parents are committed, and like I said earlier, we don't play for fun. We play to win, and that's what we are. We're winners, and that's what I want my seniors to know.
Yep.
Adam, you were a winner. You went out a winner. You don't look at records and be like, Coach, we were 5-5. We were winners. We battled through everything. And, you know, at the end of it, at the end of the day, you know, like you said, where do you go from here? And I told my kids the same thing. You tighten your boots up. You don't make excuses, and you go back to work. And that's what we have to do. And the seniors, you've left a legacy. The group before that left the legacy. The group before that left the legacy. And you know how I know that it keeps coming back? Because I see the guys do things that the older guys did, and they train them to do those things. Coach Barnes and I and Coach Calhoun and all of, we don't have to get on to some of the linemen and say, no, you got it. You have to do this better. Sometimes it's my guys telling the guys, this is how we do it. This is what we're going to do. And that's the legacy that's passed down. The names will change, but the legacy will continue. And we have to go back to work. And, you know, 2022, it's a new season. And how do you want to be remembered? You guys this year, seniors, you're the most resilient bunch of kids I've ever been around.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I can, we talk about about the different hashtags that are used. The hashtag family. This team especially really lived that. I have been calling Frederica games for 10 years. This is my 10th season doing this. And I've always had a great relationship with the coaches, with the assistant coaches, the CEO of the coach's house. And the parents. The parents have always been wonderful for me and talking and everything. But this is the first time, this season was the first time that I actually had players calling out to say hi to me from the sidelines. And it kind of shook me at first. I'm like, wait, what? No, that's okay. All right, this works. So it's a family. They're just the friendliest group. And I can't tell you how proud I was to be a part of it, what little part I was. But, 2020 is going to be a tough one for me. So when's spring practice?
A week. We're going to start as soon as we get back to school, right after January, in the weight room, and we're going to get it all set up. I'm already ordering equipment. It was weird today. I called my equipment guy, and he was like, why are you ordering stuff? Tell me what's going on. You don't do this till after January. And I was like, well, we had a little incident. He's like, what? He goes, oh my gosh. He goes, I knew something had to be wrong because you're ordering equipment. He goes, it's usually the usual time for Frederica to be out of football is sometime in December.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's a tradition. And we're going to plan on continuing that. And seniors, you will be just as big a part of that family when we get on that bus and we go to that venue where we go to play for a state championship. You'll be on that bus with us. You know, the lesson you learned this year about resiliency, it will go with you for life. And in life, you're going to have to be pretty resilient because it's not always going to be easy. It's going to be tough times. And you know what? I know you six will be able to handle it because you learned right here on the game field and in life as we've had to go through. And I admire you guys. You've taught me a lot about myself and what we can overcome. Don't ever be a doubter. That's the thing. Don't doubt what you can do. Because when y'all come together, you can do anything you want to if you put your mind to it. And that's where we'll take that approach. And in 2022, I'm sure we'll have some new hashtag. Yeah, the CEO's already thinking of one. But we will get ready. And we will tighten up the strings on the boots. And we'll go to work to make you guys proud. I promise you that.
Coach, thank you for another great season.
Thank you.
Thank you for being my friend. Let's do this again next year.
Thank you.
My Thank you for joining us for another season of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing next year as we fire this up again every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off for 2021. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend.